One of the greatest problems that faces the contemporary Christian is the problem of internet viewing or surfing the web. This is a problem of which I believe the half has not yet been told. Many preachers used to preach about the intrusive nature and sin of television viewing, but I believe television viewing, for the most part, is slight in comparison to the potential harm that can be caused by surfing the web. I believe there are five biblical principles that every Christian ought to know and implement while surfing the web. Number one, be aware of the devouring power of Satan. The imagery that Peter uses in 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 8 ought not to be lost. It is that of the lion ripping his prey apart. And Peter said, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. Never before in the history of the universe has sexual immorality been so accessible, and indeed foisted on the internet user with spam emails and pop-ups, pop-overs and pop-unders. The World Wide Web is a dangerous minefield if it is not used with extreme caution. The Christian then is exhorted to use the web with extreme care and caution. And it is better not to have it than to cause yourself to be put in the way of harm and to be caught in the snare of the devil. Matthew chapter 5 verse 29, if thy right eye offend thee, pluck it out and cast it from thee. Second principle I believe that is important is watch the clock carefully when surfing the web. Make sure in surfing the web that you limit your time on it. Time goes by so fast when there's so much activity before the eyes. Even on websites that are deemed legitimate, we can lose all sense of time in frivolous and vain activity. The Bible tells us in Ephesians chapter 5 verse 16, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Third principle is be careful to avoid vain talk and gossip. Social networking needs to be used with wisdom. It tends to frivolous and vain talk, and it makes it extremely easy for one to wear their heart on their sleeve. And it is too easy to reveal to the world from your own personal computer, your own PC. You can reveal to the world what you would not say in normal personal conversation. The Bible says in Proverbs 21:5, the thoughts of the diligent tend only to plenteous, but of everyone that is hasty only to want. And in 1 Corinthians 15:33, be not deceived, evil communications corrupt good manners. Fourth principle I believe it is important for the Christian to remember in surfing the web is remember the biblical definition of aspects of life. We talk of friends in our social networking, and the slogan that Facebook uses is true. Facebook, they say, helps you connect and share with the people in your life. Facebook, by its own definition, is merely a help. Social networking does not constitute friendship. It facilitates it. True friendship is not virtual. True friendship is real. True friendship is reciprocal. And true friendship is permanent. Proverbs 18:24, a man that hath friends must show himself friendly. And as someone said, some people have more Facebook friends than real friends. So be aware of the biblical definition of aspects of life. Fifth principle is use the web in moderation. I believe this sums up much of what has been said, but it is in itself a separate point. Not only in your general use of the web, but in how you use a particular site. It's only a matter of time, I believe, before internet addiction will be spoken of in the same manner as drug addiction or alcohol addiction. Studies have been ongoing this past number of years in regarding the development of a child's brain in sitting before television, in sitting in front of computer games and internet. And I believe it's only a matter of time before internet addiction will be spoken of in the same manner, at the same proportion as drug addiction or alcohol addiction. The Bible says in Philippians chapter 4, verse 5, let your moderation be known unto all men. Moderation is the characteristic that must characterize the Christian life. These five principles taken from the scripture, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil is a roaring lion, seeketh whom he may devour, redeeming the time because the days are evil. The thoughts of the diligent tend only to plenteous. A man that hath friends must show himself friendly, and let your moderation be known unto all men.